You may never look at your town or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden, exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. Portions of this broadcast, I want to just start out by saying a big thank you to American Survival Wholesale. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Folks, if you know what, if you haven't prepared or done much preparation, or even if you have, take inventory of what you've done. And check your stock. Rotate your stock, of course, but our go-to company for all things survival related in terms of, well, long-term survival food is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, Christian-owned, veteran-owned company. And, they employ people. They do a lot of things for a lot of people. They have an outreach program. They've got, they help veterans. I mean, it's just an amazing, they're amazing people. So, support AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. But I just really want to enforce I really want to advocate the fact that we all should be prepared, because we know, I mean, if you can't feel, and especially with the things taking place that we can see right now, if you're on the fence, well, things may or may not happen. At the very least, I think we're going to see some supply disruptions as a result of some really funky weather. And that's, to me, that's more of a judgment than anything else. That's my view looking at this. However, supply disruptions, you name it. So be prepared. And along with the long-term storable food, healthmasters.com. Now, folks, if you haven't visited healthmasters.com, do so and sign up for their newsletter. Take advantage of their special. I'm going to go out on a limb here, all right? I'm Doug 5, D-O-U-G-5. Now, that was the last time. I don't even know if that coupon code is still
good.
I think
so.
Okay, let's make them honor. Let's make Ted honor that. Doug 5 is 5% off all purchases, okay? Let's just, you know. Yeah, I'm not sure if it's still good, but Doug 5 at checkout, or the coupon code. Yeah, what the heck, why not? But, you know, it's so important to feel... To feel better or to feel good, and nutrition is so important. So healthmasters.com is that's really the place where we get all of our nutritional supplements, including purple sticks. Now, boy, I could go on about purple sticks. In fact, this weekend, I'll tell you something. I was doing some work on Saturday, and I was really getting into some research, Joe, and doing some things, and so I mixed two purple sticks into this huge infuser, and I used the distiller, and I mixed it up. So I was pretty cranked up Saturday night, and ended up I don't know, it was 2 or 3 in the morning, ended up watching, and folks, how many people remember this movie? Ended up watching Walking Tall from 1973.
Okay? I've seen the remake, but
No. The one with Joe Don Baker in it is the movie. If you haven't seen the original with Joe Don Baker as Buford Pusser. And the reason I bring this up, now, you know, when I remember seeing it in theaters when it came out. Does that make me old?
Yeah, a little.
Erickson. Oh, yeah. Well, hey, I can still whoop you. Anyway, we're okay. Hang on, guys. We're gonna have a go right now, Eric and I. To watch that movie, and I remember too, back in 70, I think it was 73 when it came out, with again Joe Don Baker as Buford Pusser. Right after it came out, they actually had the Sheriff Buford Pusser interviewed to talk about the movie, and this is based on a true story. It came out again in early 73, but to watch it and to really understand the corruption and how one guy can make a difference, and that's kind of where I was headed with this. You know, we think often that none of us can make a difference individually, but we can. One guy can, one woman can make a difference. It's a question: do we have it in us? Do we want to make a difference? Now, one can argue, well, you know, geez, that's fighting in the flesh, or you know, trying to change things in the flesh. Well, yes, because we're appointed to live here on terra firma, so we have things to do. But Buford Pusser carried a huge stick from his. In case you don't know the story, from his family lumber mill, and used that to clean up the town. Now, it's interesting because even back then, and you watch it. I mean, I watched it back then, and I didn't really have a clue, but I was a young man, of course. And but in retrospect, to see that right before Sheriff Buford Pusser was going to sign, or right after he signed a movie deal, or during that time, I'm not sure exactly when. It was a year later, it was in 74, when he was suddenly had a car accident. He was killed in a car accident. Coincidental, right? No, I don't think so. But to see this one guy, Joe, clean up the massive corruption in a county in Tennessee, using a big stick, you know, walk softly and carry a big stick. Wow. And it kind of motivated me to watch that. Now, I have not seen the remake.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't
know. It's okay.
I mean, but to really understand, and I think it got poor ratings. The movie did got poor ratings back in the 70s, but I would challenge people today to be Buford Pusser to the extent that we, I'm not encouraging violence, but what I'm saying is we can make changes. You know, we can have that same motivation, that same desire to clean things up. And, you know, the globalists are sniveling, snot-nosed, idiots, really, that I compare them to bullies on a playground. That's kind of the way I look at things with these globalists. People, I mean, think about the people, like, think about like Obama, the effeminate Obama. Ben Rhodes, for example, the White House guy, Ben Rhodes, who's essentially scripting the entire narrative of history under Obama. These are wimpy wusses, in my view. And if you just kind of, you'd have to see that. Those people listening on the radio didn't. Yeah, they'd jump. They'd back away. We know. So we have to fight. I really believe we've got to fight. And this is going to earn me, I'm sure, some sort of negative mention on some wish list like the Southern Poverty Law Center or the Right Wing Hate Watch, you know, idiots.
I already submitted a tip.
Yeah, of course. But you see, we have to stand up, and we have to do so righteously, though, righteously, and with integrity and with character. And I think we have to do so. And you can debate tactics all you'd like. And I go back to one more thing, Joe, I want to mention before we get into the Baphomet, into what's really taking place across the world.
Yeah.
You know, I look at people like Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and he did a video not too long ago. I think he's looking for somebody else or anybody else or anyone else. I don't recall the exact word phrase he used, but he had, it was like a minute and a half video, and we should put it up on our website, but he had said, you know, he was going to, appear, I think it was either at a Target or at an abortion mill, and you know, a charnel house, if you will. And he was looking for pastors and people to go with him. And hey, you know, I'm busy. Can you get anyone else? So he was looking for anyone else. And that's our problem today. Well, hey, I can't make it. Is there somebody else you can get? Well. He makes a good point. So I'm all in favor of joining America's coach, Dave Dobenmeyer, pass the salt, ptsalt.com. He's just a fantastic coach. He knows the field. He knows the players. He knows the game which we're embroiled. So let's support Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, too, and let's offer him any assistance we can. Because we can make a difference simply on the numbers. Now, okay, so the rest of the program tonight is dedicated to a number of things that are all interconnected. And if you haven't seen it, I'm just going to set this up for you, Joe, and then you could talk about this.
There's two things going on.
Well, go ahead. Yeah,
we have the 6/6/16 Satanic celebration in Los Angeles, but first. There is a tunnel that has been built in Switzerland, and it has been raising eyebrows.
We must have got, I don't know, hundreds of emails about this.
Yeah, I saw this last week, and I know you saw it too.
Yep.
But the tunnel is the Gothard Base Tunnel. It was launched last week. It was 8.5 billion euro initiative.
It was 11. Now pay attention to the numbers. Here's the bottom line: Gothard Base Tunnel, Switzerland. June 1st, 6/1/16. Mm-hmm. That's 2/7. Notice the sevens there. The opening ceremony, the long-awaited opening ceremony of the Gothard Base Tunnel, Switzerland.
Yeah. And the Swiss put on one of the most bizarre opening ceremonies in history to mark the completion of the tunnel. And if you watch the videos, if you watch the ceremonies and rituals that were done, they have no logical place for their actions. I mean, usually when you have something like this, there is a theme behind it. There is a reason for the actions that they take. Well, you had 600 people in attendance here.
They're all dignitaries.
Yes, you had heads of state. You had, I think Merkel was there.
Okay, you had prominent European politicians, including Angela Merkel.
And the German director, Renzi. Volker Hess.
Frank Hollande was there. Russian RT video filmed this. Now, this was closed off to the public, this ceremony.
For good reason.
Okay, right. The opening ceremony was presented in two parts, but central to both parts was Baphomet.
Baphomet. Like you said, the tunnel through the Swiss Alps was the first conceived in a sketch from 1947.
Okay, and this connects to Hillary Clinton in a roundabout way.
Construction began 17 years ago, and it has created a travel time from Zurich to Milan. It will be cut by an hour thanks to trains going 160 or so miles an hour. And famed for trains, the organizers roped off more than 600 dancers, acrobats, and dramatic actors, and even composed the new route's very own theme tune as they pulled out all the stops last Wednesday for the inauguration of the tunnel's northern portal in Esterfeld. Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany, President Francosis Hollandale of France, and Italian Prime Minister Renzi all came to southern Switzerland for an upbeat, glitzy celebration featuring musical bands and dancers. Now that's from the Daily Mail, the Daily Mail UK.
But and I just want to say too, there are a lot of individual websites. Vigilant Citizen, for example, has information on this. There is another one. Many respective. Now you have to watch where you go for information. Okay, Vigilant Citizen, they've got some pretty right on accurate information about this. You've got Right Side News that seems to have a really good handle on it. Of course, Rick Wiles spoke about this. But what we need to do is take a step backward and see how this all fits into this tapestry of satanic occultic worship right now, because there's a bigger picture here, not just this ceremony, but when you take this and combine it with the elections and combine this with the Olympic ceremonies and combine this with other satanic rites that are taking place right now, and you understand and put into
just
focus.
Look at CERN.
Right, CERN. You understand what the Baphomet is, what the significance of Baphomet is. Also, how this is related to Babylon working, all of these satanic rituals. Now this is overt. This is in your face. But don't look at this as just one isolated incident, because if you do, you're going to be missing the larger implications, the greater implications here. But so go on.
Ceremony, they had all these different weird aspects to this ritual.
And if you're watching this on I just want to say, if you're looking this at YouTube, if you're watching our program on YouTube, Eric put up still images from this.
Top left is the tunnel. Top right picture is the beginning of the ceremony when the construction workers were walked in. Just underneath the construction workers on the right is outside the tunnel, where they were showing pictures of a man's eye and eyes all around it, which transfigured into a goat man, is what you're seeing on the screen there. And inside, you see on the left lower hand side of the picture, there is a giant fake baby angel. This is what stumped me. I don't know what this baby. You can look at my screen here. Look, the baby angel.
Oh, that's not. I mean, that's another iteration of Baphomet, okay. I believe.
Well, yeah, I would imagine so. And then you have pictures of like this. I don't know if you saw this. The goat man,
right,
with the goat on his head. There were people walking around with horns. This whole thing was very odd. There are reasons behind everything that they did, but. Like the CERN dance of Shiva, of the dance of destruction that was completed in a circle outside of CERN, there were similar dances and rituals performed here at this, what they call this masterpiece tunnel. Now, the tunnel is 57 kilometers in length, the longest in the world. Its duration is 20 minutes, under 20 minutes. It connects northern and southern Europe together in a way that had never been before connected. There is a lot here that is behind the scenes behind these rituals. Now, I watched a video a few times, a few different videos of the rituals, and the only thing I could gather is that it was a satanic celebration of some kind of ceremony celebrating the completion of this tunnel. Now, it's the longest and deepest tunnel in history. Significance to that, I don't know. But well, this is in the same area where CERN is.
Okay, let me just interject this. There's two different things we're looking at, actually, with respect to this. There's the actual tunnel itself, and then there's a ceremony.
Yeah.
You know that the elite, the power, the people in power, the satanic, Luciferians, are all about symbolism. They're all about the occult. They're all about satanic worship. The ceremony itself provided the entertainment, and it was a spell. You've got mm-hmm. to understand, this is a magic with a K spell to invoke the power and transfer the power to these Luciferians on our backs. This is a spell. You watched a spell being a magic spell, and people might scoff and say, "Oh, you're just blah, blah." No.
I mean, where do you think these ideas come from? Where do you think the choreography and this? Who put the ceremony together, and why would they do it in such a way?
Well, and that's you're right. Who planned this? And this also included. And if you haven't seen this, or if this is the first time you've heard this, RT. And I would urge everyone to look at the raw footage from RT. We have not posted it. We don't intend to post it. It is, as far as I'm concerned, Luciferian and satanic mm-hmm. in nature. You can find it if you want to and watch it. We can post some photographs, but
it was disturbing.
Very disturbing, but even to the extent where there's an all-seeing eye. Again, this is a tunnel. This is a work of architecture. This is, but it's much more. And my question as an investigator, looking at this, who in the world celebrates a work of architecture, solely a work of architecture, in this fashion? Are you kidding me?
That's a good question.
Okay, it's about human sacrifice. It's about the controlling of the masses. But they're sending a message. They're sending a huge message, folks.
And tomorrow, again, Dr. Michael Lake's going to be on. I'm going to ask him to take a look at this if he hasn't seen this already, because this definitely deserves more more insight. It deserves more. We got to break this down and see exactly what and why things happen the way they did.
I'm working on that. I've actually got a paper that's right now 7 pages. The numbers, 7 handwritten pages long about this.
Full blown goat Baphomet replicas to baby Baphomet replicas to people that were in their underwear, clothed with, filled with baby powder all over them, doing lewd acts in front of the crowd. You had dancing in circles, very similar to the CERN Shiva destruction dance, as I mentioned before. I forget the correct terminology, but when there's a word when people, it's a thin line between dancing and rare body movements. And I'll have to find.
Well, in my case, it's called convulsing.
That's what it was. It was between convulsions and dancing is what it looked like. It almost looked like the dancers were possessed. And I know that sounds iffy, but watch the video if you feel like you can.
And look on the screen now if you're listening to this at your computer. Or watching this at your computer, if you're listening to this via Globalstar, you can check this out later. But this is so extremely important. And why? Okay, why now? Why in Switzerland? Why this disturbing, this satanic ritual? You know, as soon as the when you saw the in the RT the extended RT clip when you saw the dignitaries arriving, you know, it was all. Joe, first of all, it was disturbing to see these dignitaries I want to say take part in this, become part of this.
If we were invited to some kind of ceremony, opening ceremony for an architectural completion, and I saw in real life what I saw in that video, I would walk away very quickly.
if this president of France, of Italy,
of Germany, just to name a few in attendance.
If this video or if this ceremony does not solidify, verify, authenticate, convince the average person out there that we have the Luciferian elite, the satanic people in charge right now running the world, if this alone does not convince you, you're beyond hope. You've got your head so far either down in the sand or up the wrong body orifice. I'm sorry, you're beyond hope, because this also connects to the 2012 London Olympics to a little at its periphery. You've got the same philosophic, symbolic, dramatic displays, the reenactments, the secret society rituals. You've got the Illuminati power base that they're laughing at you. You see, even the actors in this, they're laughing at you. They're laughing at the people who gave their lives to build this tunnel. They're showing the militaristic aspects of the worker bees. Okay, the masses dressed in their underwear, their tidy whities, which is profane in and of itself in this case. The sexual groping going on.
Yeah.
Zombies.
It's even said that there possibly was a sex scene edited out that was ongoing during this, where one of the videos had it edited out. But as we continue to go through the footage and look through this, we will report our findings.
But pay attention to the numbers. You've got to understand the numbers. When we're talking about... And here's... Okay, let me just give you some background here. And go ahead and keep that picture up of... for those watching on YouTube, go ahead and keep that picture up. Just... understand what we're talking about here when we talk about Baphomet. I'm going to kind of give an overview, because people might say, well, I've heard of it, but I really don't understand it. Just to give you some history, and I got an email, and I just want to say thank you so much to the person who sent the email today about the historical parts that we do provide, but real quickly here. Or as quickly as I can. A Baphomet. All right. Baphomet is the Masonic occult Luciferian symbol that is the symbolic to Satan, symbolic to the satanic Luciferian power. And if you look at antiquity, if you go back in antiquity, specifically Greece and Judea, and if you look at the secret societies, you go back into like the Knights Templar, for example, you look at the symbolism there. This is all related. The Knights Templar, by the way, they were a Catholic military order that were created at the start of the 12th century. That's really at the start of the end of the Dark Ages, which was a 1,000-year time but from the fallen Roman Empire to the rise of the Europe's Holy Roman Empire. But it was that was a very dark time. But and you talk about depression, monetary and such, feudalism was really an economic system. But when you look at this Baphomet, when you look at the various secret societies that began, the Knights Templar, the Luciferian agenda, the Baphomet worship, the skull and crossbones invented by the Knights Templar. You know, we see the Skull and Bones Society today. People talk about that. Well, the skull and crossbones were ostensibly invented by the Knights Templar. Carvings during their ceremonies depicting a goat-headed creature with a semi-human body, at once both male and female, were found in the Templar's ritual chambers. You see, when you look, and if you look closely at that image, that ritual from this tunnel opening, you'll see this grotesque goat-headed semi-human, both male and female figure. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that speak to? It speaks directly to what? It speaks to gender equity. Well, more specifically, the asexual nature of Satan, of God, small g, okay, it plays right into the transgender agenda of today. But the skulls, the heads, the hybrid creatures, and we saw the hybrid creatures in this ritual, all represent their secret god, Baphomet. Baphomet is the god of the secret societies. They worshipped Baphomet because it caused the land to germinate, to make people rich. Small g, god of the earth. And even today, occultists for whom Baphomet is now a really a potent symbol see in the idol, I-D-O-L, a representative of the universal principle, the fifth element, to which all chemists is the key to turning lead into gold. Okay. Templars. This is probably what it meant to Templars as well. Tortured knights confessed of devil worship. They were punished accordingly. The order, the Knights Templar, was disbanded, allegedly. The Grand Master of the Knights Templar was burned at the stake, and offering knights were sent to do penance at various monasteries. This during the post-Dark Ages. The power, of course, of the Templars was crushed. Now, the concept of the Baphomet, the idol, which the Templars said caused the land to germinate to make them rich. You see, this was all about, again, satanic worship. Now, you're going to find many variations of what I'm saying, and it all leads back to Satan. But and this is where the goats come in, and Russ Dizdard talks a lot about satanic worship, and of course Baphomet. The aspect with respect to this tunnel and the presence of the Baphomet, to me, in my research, speaks to the not just the alchemic nature of the ceremony, but to me also talks about a monetary issue. This is, to me, a celebration not of a tunnel, but of a one-world economic system. This is what I'm getting out of this, because of the presence of Baphomet and the ceremony that surrounded this. Because Baphomet was associated with money by the Knights Templar. In fact, they kept small statues of Baphomet in their money coffers. And you can tell that the figure in the film, in the video, is Baphomet because it's both a man and a woman, right? All right. All right. But see, it, not only is it about money, it's about wisdom. It's about apotheosis, which also is present in our Capitol building. Notice the Capitol, of course, when we talk about the U.S. Capitol with an O.
Yeah, and also...
it's a dome. It's a womb. Okay. Yeah. Go on. Go on.
And just to point out, to bring us to the L.A. Satanic Temple of Los Angeles, planning their 6/6/16 celebration. If you go to Now the End Begins or many other articles on the subject, and you look at the picture, the graphic that they use for this story, at least what I'm looking at here at Now the End Begins, it's a picture of Baphomet with the pentagram in the outline around him with TST, the Satanic Temple.
Right. And we must understand that the symbol for Baphomet, Baphomet itself, and it doesn't matter if you believe this or not, but Baphomet taught the Templars, the Knights Templar, and other various secret societies all forms of knowledge, including the mysteries, but not limited to, the mysteries of money and wealth. Now, the ideas they applied were to create their international banking system. Baphomet itself has a certain ceremonial reverence. It's got this talismanic power. It demonstrates that, people, societies, Luciferians worship Baphomet. They make sacrifices to it in expectation of wealth being gained in return. It's an ancient concept. It's a belief that one can contact a deity through divination and even negotiate a contract with it if and when in which one agrees to perform certain services for that god, small g, in exchange for blessings. So, you've got Baphomet bestowed or bestowing upon its people. And keep in mind now, just like the 6/6/16 today's ceremonies in L.A., the 6/1/16 tunnel ceremony, that's a 7 and a 7. And look at the 6s today. Oh, the Luciferians are having just a field day. But you see, the people in attendance believe they can gain power, wisdom, and riches both from their god, small g, but also from the backs and the lives and the souls of the masses, the unwashed. That's us. So this is why it's important, because what we're seeing here, I believe, is not just, and especially about the ceremonies, you look on the screen on YouTube, or if you on our YouTube presentation, if you're watching on YouTube, what you're seeing here is the ceremony that is going to usher in officially the one world monetary system. That's,
you could be right on the money with,
okay,
that.
Well, when you do the numbers and when you go back, when you look at history, and this is why history is so important, and when you look at the Knights Templar and you look at the symbology, the Tree of Knowledge in the Garden of Eden, when you look at the various symbols and the figures, the serpent entwined magic wand of Hermes, the alchemic process of transmutation, when you look at the Baphomet symbols, when you look at all of these combined, and then you take an advance from there into the secret societies, the Templars, the Knights Templar, the secret societies spun off, the Skull and Bones.
Yeah.
Others.
And to your point on the economic, one world economic system, it's no coincidence. Yesterday, Larry Summers for the Financial Times writes an article, "The Economic Consequences of a Donald Trump Win Would Be Severe." And he mentions that the 23rd of June is the date where the UK will vote whether to remain part of the European Union. And November 8th will be the date that the U.S. will decide their next president. It goes on to say
6/23. That's an 11. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It goes on to say that the elections have much in common. Both lead to outcomes that would seemed inconceivable not long ago. Both pit angry populists against political establishment, and in both cases, polling suggests that the outcome is in doubt. With prediction markets suggest a probability of between 1 in 4 and 1 in 3 of the radical outcome occurring. Now, what is the radical outcome? It goes on to state that the financial markets are reacting to these uncertainties. The markets are highly sensitive to bear exit news. The pound in the British stock market change with every new opinion poll. Analysts of opinion pricing suggests that if Britain votes to leave the EU, sterling could easily fall by more than 10% and the British stock market by almost as much. Now, there's a lot of uncertainties also with the Federal Reserve and other central banks. They call this the Trump risk. U.S. and global markets, financial policymakers seem much less sensitive to this Trump risk than they do to the bear exit risk. Opinion markets suggest only modestly elevated volatility in the period leading up to the presidential election, while every Fed watcher comments on the implication of bear exit from the central bank. Few, if any, comment on the possible consequences of a victory from Mr. Trump. But it goes on here. It talks about a world economy through global integration and how Trump's economic nationalism is highly dangerous in a globalized economic world. And I'm paraphrasing the article here.
One could almost argue that, or assert that there's an pro-globalist, anti-independent, and thusly
right.
anti-Trump ceremonies taking place, and I say ceremonies deliberately.
And that's the part, the subtitle of this article is, Trump could surely set off the worst trade war since the Great Depression.
And it doesn't, see, it doesn't, look, it doesn't matter. Trump, the man, okay, one can debate about his intent, but what is taking place, what is not being controlled right now is, and what I don't believe people have control over, or the Luciferians in power have control over, is the blowback that Trump has created, whether that was done
even
with forethought or not. Well, right. But, okay, but just think about, okay, because this is so intertwined. I want to just go back and touch again on Baphomet, because when we look at what I mentioned about the ushering in the New World Order system, new monetary system, when you take a look at when this took place, 6/1/16, this ceremony for the tunnel, you've got the eye, of course, the Eye of Horus, you've got Baphomet, you've got all of these, the symbology, rich in symbology. You take seven, well, you take the numerology, and you can see that this is a nod to the Luciferians, but when you overlay this and the numbers and Baphomet and such, just give you one example, just very quickly here. The Federal Reserve was created in 1913. It consists of one board of governors overseeing 12 Federal Reserve districts, making 13, one central bank controlling 12 district banks. 1913 it was brought into existence. Even the numbers of the zip code for the Fed's headquarters 20551 add up to 13. You've got this obsession with the number 13 as a tribute to Baphomet by not only the former Knights Templars, but the Masonic founders and the Masonic Luciferians of today.
And I see on your screen there's a depiction of George Washington sitting in the Baphomet pose.
Right, exactly. So we've got to look at the ceremonies, and once more, when we look at the ceremonies like the 6116 Gothard Tunnel dedication, okay, that's, yeah, it's bizarre. It's an occult ritual. It's a ritual where all of the globalist Luciferian power brokers, including Merkel, are involved in this spell, casting a spell. And I said it related to Clinton. It does. Because even though Hillary Clinton was not there, all right, what is going on with Clinton? Well, I can tell you this. Clinton right now, I'm not sure if I want to get into this because this might be a little bit, when I'm looking at this, this might be a little bit too much. When I say too much, I'm talking about too much time here. Don't forget Babylon Working.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This was Paul McGuire did a great job of pointing this out and explaining this very articulately on the Satanic Ceremony of Ron L. Hubbard,
Jack Parsons. Right.
And the sex magic.
Is it possible, and I'm going to toss this out there, is it possible that Hillary Diane Rodham Clinton could be the byproduct of Babylon Working, whether the byproduct, a literal byproduct of Babylon Working? And if you're not familiar with what I'm referring to, Babylon Working, it's not spelled traditionally like Babylon. It's B-A-B-A-L-O-N. I'll spell it again. It's B-A-B-A-L-O-N, Babylon Working. And this goes back into the 40s, just briefly. I'll just give a brief overview here. If you go back to 1918, Aleister Crowley, he began this sexual magic operation with a lady from New York by the name of Roddy Miner. Now, it was known then under a different name, and it was just done a few months before he spent the summer at Montauk Point. Now, think about that, all right? This all connects together. One of the main features in that particular operation was the symbolism of the egg. They were told, it's all in the egg.
Remember, right? Lady Gaga's appearance on one of the late shows where, in her appearance at the MTV's Music Awards, where she was carried on an egg? And on a late show, when asked to describe it, she talked about birthing a new race.
Yes.
How this was the age and era of birthing a new race.
Right. That's right.
That ties right into this.
Right. Well, okay. Because of the time frame here, if you fast forward to 1947. Well, from 1918 in that time. Okay. The development of the OTO or the acknowledgement of OTO and such. But 1947, and you look at what happened in 1947. Cydonia, the region of Mars, the houses, the face and the pyramids, allegedly, okay, it doesn't matter if you believe this or not, it matters what they believe. But isn't it interesting that Mars real estate lies at exactly 19.47 degrees from its equator. 1947, Mars faces Cydonia, 19.47 from the equator. Now, how about Jupiter? Because Jupiter has influences today. Jupiter is of, well, it's got significance as a god of war and a god, small g. Well, the red spot, that, you know, that whirling red spot you see in Jupiter?
You mean Saturn?
No, Jupiter.
Okay.
And there's even a similar area found on Neptune. Where do you think that exists?
Saturn 19.4 has a hexagram on the bottom.
Right, that's, but Jupiter's got the whirling red spot, 19.47 degrees from the equator. Even at, on Earth, on our planet, where are the pyramids? They're exactly at 19.47 north of the equator on the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico. Okay,
now we could
be getting Mexican
into the importance of ley lines and
right.
the reasons like why Washington, D.C. is where it is, constructed, how it is constructed.
But, right, all of this is kind of meshed, all of this meshes together. Now, when you, and be, just understand what I'm saying here, the pyramids of Mexico, 19.47, the Jupiter whirly thing is 19.47 degrees from the equator, all of this. In fact, the Hawaii pyramids, the urban pyramids found in Hawaii covered with jungle vegetation, those are also at 19.47 north of the equator as well. But Aleister Crowley, 1947, died in 1947. And remember the influx of, or the height of UFO sightings back then, okay?
That's Roswell.
Right, right. Now, it was then at that point in time, and Paul McGuire does a great job talking about this in his various books and works, Babylon Code included, that Crowley, who was linked with the CIA, with Montauk, Jack Parsons, of course, JPL Laboratories. Jack Parsons was described in Montauk Revisited as having conducted a sexual magic experiment that was thought by some as the magical experiment of the century. Now, this was done in conjunction with two other individuals who were part of this group of people, Marjorie Cameron and L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, of course, from Scientology fame. And the experiment was called Babylon Working, which was designed to invoke the mother goddess in her crowning glory, who was called Babylon with an A, B-A-B-A-L-O-N. Now, when you look at a Jack Parsons and Aleister Crowley and as JPL, as Paul McGuire has done and others have done, don't forget Jack Parsons, co-founder of JPL, the father of modern rocketry, died on June 17th, 1952. Supposedly, at least this is the story, he was killed in an explosion at his laboratory on June 17th, 1952. But when you look through the archives from 1952, you go back and look at the newspapers, look at the various accounts. When you speak or see the research results of the investigation surrounding his death, you can see that he died, or there are mysterious circumstances surrounding this. His wife, Marjorie Cameron, arrived after the explosion, but before the ambulance had left, the attendants there would not let her ride in the ambulance, nor was she allowed to see Jack Parsons in the hospital. Now think about that. I know times were different back then, but now hold on a second. The police violated standard procedure when they omitted, they completely denied allowing her to identify the body. She was Jack's next of kin. His mother was declared dead from suicide after hearing the report that Jack had died. Now think about that. Wow. Neither Cameron nor George Fry, who took care of Jack's cremation, saw the actual dead body. No one knows if Cameron actually died in that explosion. So what does that have to do, all of this have to do with anything? And especially Hillary, Diane Rodham Clinton. Well, when you look at what was taking place in Babylon, working in that project in 1946, 1947, and you look at Hillary, Diane Rodham Clinton as a product of, well, who knows, perhaps. I say that almost tongue-in-cheek.
It doesn't help that she's a witch.
Witch, that's right. And all of this interesting stuff going on. What does this all have to do with anything? Because look at the TV screen, look at your screen right there on YouTube and see this ritual. This is an extension not only of Babylon Working, or not only of of the worship of the Baphomet, but that thread of the occult, the Luciferians, that included Crowley, Parsons, and others.
Folks, you're listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report on this Monday edition. We'll be right back with our third and final hour after this. Stay with us.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.